Rich, let me ask you this. Very early on, when these accusations begin to emerge, almost everyone, I'm talking about the Democratic Party, the establishment GOP, media pundits, including some of our friends at Fox News, every one of them had Judge Moore accused, tried, convicted, sentenced, all of it within hours of the first allegations. And I mention the word allegations, and I want to underscore that. Now these allegations are collapsing. We on this program repeatedly have called for an innocent until proven guilty response, even asking ourselves for the only piece of quote unquote evidence. And I'm talking about this yearbook note. It's the only piece of evidence that can be forensically analyzed. And yet, of course, that has not occurred because Gloria Allred will not release this supposed yearbook note. And so if Judge Roy Moore wins, and he is definitely, the polls are indicating a tremendous uptick, if he wins on next Tuesday, how will this not only, Rich, vindicate him, but what will it do with respect to other conservative, especially Christian candidates who want to run for office when they face the same allegations, manufactured things against them?
Well, I guess just as 2-3 weeks ago, it was so negative and it seemed that it was scaring people from running for office, good folks to run for office. Right now, the way that the tide has turned, I hope and pray that it will inspire and encourage great candidates to step forward and to do what the Lord is telling them, and that is to run for office. So yes, I believe the confidence is coming back, the encouragement is coming back, and the Lord has turned the tide on the news, and that only he could do that, by the way, so we give him full credit. But yes, sir, I believe more folks in 2018 and beyond will step up, and they will become candidates for office in federal, local, state, all through the nation, and that is our prayer anyway.